Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
They finally set a date, October 5th of 2026. That's when former Stoughton police officer Matthew Farwell will stand trial in federal court for the murder of 23-year-old Sandra Birchmore, the young woman who trusted police, who joined their Explorer program as a teenager to learn from them, and who ended up dying at their hands while they closed ranks to protect their own. As many of them essayed her. Yeah, lovely folks, eh? A date on the calendar doesn't sound like much, but for Sandra's family, it is everything. It's the first sign that this isn't just going to quietly disappear into another tragic suicide tile buried under the smell of corruption and departmental loyalty. The motion to dismiss hearing is set for March of 26, and the trial begins that October. It took 5 years, an FBI investigation and relentless pressure from Sandra's family to even get here. And the truth is, the local police never would have gotten this far on their own because they never wanted to. So let's go back. Because to understand how we got to a federal courtroom, you have to see how a police department built on ego, protection, and silence created the perfect environment for a predator to thrive. Sandra Birchmore was 12 when she joined the Stoughton Police Explorers program. 12! She was bright, curious, and she believed in the idea that police existed to help. The Explorers program was supposed to be mentorship, ride-alongs, leadership training, a way to learn from adults who wore the badge. But for Sandra, it became the entry point to something darker. The beginning of a decade of grooming, manipulation, and eventual violence from the very people who were supposed to protect her. You know the ones wearing the badge? Them. One of those officers was Matthew Farwell, in his mid-20s, a full-time Stoughton cop who saw in this young girl not a person to mentor. He saw a target. He used proximity and authority. At first, he was the nice cop helping her with assignments, encouraging her to pursue law enforcement, but behind the mentorship came texts, rides home, one-on-one meetings, slowly blurred every professional boundary until the relationship turned physical. By 2013, Sandra was 15. Farwell was 27. That's not a relationship. That's a crime. And I didn't stop there. Over the next several years, he kept her close, kept her silent. When she got older, the relationship continued in secret. Sandra's life became this strange parallel existence, one where she was emotionally tied to the man who had first victimized her, now believing that this twisted connection was love. It was grooming that evolved into domination and sanctioned by the police department. And Farwell wasn't the only officer involved. Internal investigations later confirmed that multiple Stoughton officers, Farwell, his twin brother William, and another officer named Robert Devine, had inappropriate relationships with Sandra. Now, those other relationships, by the way, as far as we can tell, were once she was of age. At least that's what we know on paper. But again, think about it. You're grooming a girl starting at the age of 12, and then you start passing this child around your department to your brother, to the school resource officer. The hell is wrong with you people? I mean, think about that. Three officers, one small town department, and not one of them stopped it. Not one of them said, hey, maybe this is wrong. The others have since resigned. They can't be police officers again, but no charges have been filed against them yet. Instead, they protected each other, and they normalized it. They made Sandra feel like she was the one doing something wrong. By 2020, she was 22 and trying to move forward, but Farwell wouldn't let go. He'd text her constantly, sometimes affectionately, sometimes threateningly. He'd sneak away from his shift to meet her. He'd delete messages, tell her to do the same. He had a wife, kids, a whole separate life. And when Sandra told him she was pregnant, well, everything changed. She said he was a father. He said she was lying. He told her, according to multiple witnesses, that if she didn't get an abortion, he'd take care of the problem himself, allegedly. That was January of 21. A few weeks later, Sandra Birchmore wasn't on this planet anymore. On February 4th of 2021, police found her in her apartment in Canton, Massachusetts. And if you're just joining us going, this sounds familiar, like locations we've talked about before. Yeah, it's Karen Reed country. It shares officers. She was seated on the floor, a strap looped around her neck, tied to a closet doorknob. They called it a suicide. They didn't hesitate. They didn't question it. They didn't even blink. The same department where Farwell worked, whose officers had groomed her as a child, were the ones to investigate her death. And within hours, the narrative was sealed. Suicide. Because everybody hangs themselves from doorknobs. I don't even know how you do that, quite honestly. While doing laundry, by the way, right here, right now. The medical examiner went along with it too. Norfolk County prosecutors accepted it, and the Stoughton Police Department called it case closed. Move on. Nothing to see here, everybody. And in the words of Garfield the cat, anyone involved in this shit should be dragged out into the street and shot. That's a quote directly from Garfield. It is. Believe that. They used to be on children's television. But that's how I feel. If you're going to cover up this sort of shit, take the advice from Garfield the cat. Her family didn't buy it. Not for a second. Sandra had been excited about her pregnancy. She'd been texting friends days before about names, about the future. She just bought baby clothes. It's not the behavior of someone ready to end her life. And yet the system went out of its way to pretend that this was open and shut, even when evidence started piling up to say otherwise. Phone records showed Farwell's location the night of her death inside Sandra's building. Her neck was broken in a way rarely seen in hangings, but common in manual strangulation. Her apartment showed signs of staging, and the strap used to hang her was one she didn't own. Still, Canton police declared no foul play. Everybody here is perfect and wonderful. Everything's great. State police went along too. And the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office, yes, the same one that's now been criticized for handling the Karen Reed case, signed off. Sandra's death became another statistic, wrapped neatly in official language and filed away. That is not just incompetence, that is complicity. It wasn't until 2022, more than a year later, that the story began to crack open. After local reporters started digging, and after Sandra's cousin Barbara Wright and the grassroots group called Justice for Sandra Birchmore refused to stay quiet, well, guess what? The truth started leaking out. And in September of 2022, the Stoughton Police Department finally admitted that three of its officers had violated professional standards. Or as they used to call it, just another day at the office. Translation, they'd been sleeping with a teenager. They resigned quietly. No arrest, no public discipline, just soft landings and sealed files. The department called it an internal matter. Of course they did. The family called it what it was, a cover-up. Then came the game changer. Dr. Michael Baden, the world-renowned forensic pathologist, reviewed Sandra's autopsy, and his conclusion was devastating. Sandra Birchmore did not die by suicide. Her injuries were consistent with homicide, specifically, you guessed it, strangulation. Baden's report cited the broken neck bone, the unnatural position of her body, and the lack of classic hanging indicators, like, you know, from a door handle. It forced authorities to confront what they'd been avoiding. Had someone killed her? Shocking, one of their own. That's when the feds stepped in. Because when local cops and prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, when the very people who wear the badge are suspects, you need someone higher up the food chain. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office took over, and what they found was exactly what Sandra's family had been saying all along. On August 28th of 24, Matthew Farwell was arrested and indicted in federal court. The charge? Killing a witness or victim to prevent them from reporting a crime. The allegation? That he strangled Sandra, then staged her body to look like she'd taken her own life. Very poorly, too, by the way. I mean, this is how you're going to stage that? This is the... What an idiot. I mean, you're a cop. You've seen these sort of things before. This is... the scenario you think is going to look most not questionable? Federal prosecutors say he killed her because she was about to expose him, expose years of statutory SA, abuse and manipulation. She'd become a liability to his reputation and his career. And can you imagine what she could sing about all of the other officers who right now are not charged with anything? And as far as we can understand, the only things that happened were after she turned the age of 18, which I don't buy for a fucking second. Again, they've never been charged. That's my conjecture. That's my opinion. This shit doesn't happen in a vacuum. Not for a fucking second do I believe that anybody in this circle who was doing these things to her, we're all waiting till she was 18. Bull fucking shit. But again, that's my conjecture. Any of these other pieces of shit who lost their jobs, never been charged with that. There has been no charges that way. I'm just reading the tea leaves, or as a lot of us call it, reality. Again, my conjecture, they've never been charged or indicted yet. When the indictment dropped, U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy didn't mince words. He said, quote, Sandra Birchmore survived years of grooming and sexual violence at the hands of Matthew Farwell, and when he realized he couldn't control her anymore, he silenced her permanently. That statement was everything the local police refused to say in 4 years. They didn't have the courage. They didn't have the integrity. So the feds had to do their job for them, since the local police seemed to be running an underage brothel. Let's talk about what this really means, because the Sandra Birchmore case isn't just about one man and one victim. It's about a system built to protect itself. From the moment Sandra's body was found, every institution that should have been screaming for justice went quiet. The Canton police said everything was by the book. The Norfolk County DA's rubber stamping of the suicide timing. and the finding, the Stoughton Police Department pretending their hands were clean, and they all hoped the public would just forget, because to admit what really happened would mean admitting that three of their officers groomed a child and one of them may have murdered her. They would rather lie than face that. And that's why the FBI had to come in. Because when a police department polices itself, justice doesn't stand a chance. And in Massachusetts, that story keeps repeating. John O'Keefe case, now Sandra Birchmore's, two deaths, two police-connected stories, both riddled with contradictions, withheld evidence, and local prosecutors playing defense for the uniform. Sandra's case is proof that when law enforcement fails to investigate its own, it doesn't just betray one victim, it destroys public trust for an entire generation. Here's what we know heading into trial. The prosecution says Farwell killed Sandra after she told him she was pregnant and planned to go public. He denies it. DNA testing later showed he wasn't even the father, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is what he believed at the time and what he did to make sure her voice never left that apartment. The defense will likely paint him as a man trapped in a bad situation, maybe even argue Sandra was unstable. But the argument falls apart under the weight of the evidence. You don't break someone's neck in a moment of panic. You don't stage a crime scene unless you know exactly what you've done. You don't get a pass because you used to wear blue. Sandra's cousin said it best. Her memory isn't about what happened to her. It's about teaching the world what grooming does to a child. That's the legacy she leaves, not as a victim, but as a warning. And now Matthew Farwell sits awaiting trial. The people who once worked beside him have all resigned. The department claims procedures were followed, and the Norfolk County DA's office, silent. No apology, no accountability. There's no soul searching. There's a real sickness here. The institutional rot that lets men like Farwell feel untouchable, and that forces grieving families to become investigators, advocates, and warriors for their own dead. The only reason this case is going to trial is because the federal government stepped in. Because it had stayed local. If it had stayed local, it would have stayed buried, literally and figuratively. So as we look towards that October of 2026 trial, as of this recording, about a year away, remember this. The courtroom is just the final chapter of a cover-up that began the day a 12-year-old girl walked into a police station looking for purpose and found predators in uniform instead. Sandra Birchmore deserved better. From the people she trusted, from the system that claimed to serve her, and from every officer she knew and stayed quiet. Her death isn't just one department's shame. It's a mirror held up to every police force that protects its own before it protects the public. This case is bigger than Stoughton, bigger than Norfolk County. It's a test of whether law enforcement in America can ever truly police itself or dig itself out of this shithole that it's dug itself into, or whether it takes the FBI knocking down the door to remind everyone what justice looks like. Sandra's story is that reminder that justice delayed isn't justice denied, it's justice betrayed. And for once, maybe the system will be forced to look at itself in the mirror it's been avoiding for far too long. Or it won't. And it'll just keep going down its dark hole that it seems to live in the abyss. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube if you're not already there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us. And be sure to please press subscribe as well so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we got for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.